Sit on your duffel bag.
A group of new Air Force recruits is going through one of their first rites of passage, uniform issue. They've just arrived at Lackland Air Force Base, and trainers usher them around to different clothing stations.
Take the paper out there. I want you to put on both shoes, and I want you to tie them up, and I want you to get up and walk around. Make sure the shoe is good for you.
The recruits file into a room stacked high with shoe boxes, where military clothing issuer Vernalyn Carter takes charge.
I can tell these are too snug.
So do you want a 14 wide or do you want a 15?
A 15, please, ma'am.
Can I get a 15 regular?
Sneakers became standard issue for the first time in January, after a 2017 defense provision required the military to provide American-made athletic shoes. Three U.S. manufacturers, New Balance, Proper Footwear, and San Antonio Shoemakers, won contracts totaling almost $80 million. A long-standing law called the Berry Amendment requires that most of the military's uniform items be made in the U.S. The idea is to create American jobs and protect the supply chain in times of conflict. Carter, an Air Force retiree, understands it this way.
They didn't want things to be outsourced. They didn't want people to be in an American military wearing something that was made in China.
Still, for decades, sneakers were exempt from that rule. Instead, recruits were given about $90 to buy shoes themselves. The Pentagon argued U.S.-made shoes were too costly, too limited, and not durable enough to meet the military's needs. Greg Dutter of the industry trade magazine Footwear Plus says due to a lack of availability, the military postponed buying American for years.
I think the delay really might have had more to do with the fact that nobody was making it. I mean, if you're talking about performance running shoe, nobody was making it into the volume that could meet that demand.
But by 2016, members of Congress began to take issue with the sneaker exemption. Some of the most vocal were from New England, home of New Balance, one of America's largest shoe manufacturers, which said it did have the capacity to make enough sneakers for the military. And then there was Martha McSally of Arizona, a veteran and longtime runner who argued on the House floor that the Pentagon's buy-it-yourself approach gave recruits too much choice.
Right now, our recruits are getting injured because they're handed cash and they're told to go over to the BX and buy some shoes. Most of them have no idea. Am I a pronator? Am I a supernator? Do I have a high arch, a medium arch? They buy shoes based on price or based on which ones they like, which ones they think look good.
But there were others who defended sneaker choice during that 2016 congressional debate, including former reservist Mark Sanford, then a South Carolina congressman.
The military has allowed cash allowances for some time because they've recognized the need for personal choices and personal matters. For instance, women undergarments, people are allowed a personal choice in picking the undergarment that worked for them, and yet there's nothing more personal at the end of the day for a new recruit than their shoes.
The provision made its way into the defense budget, and it was a boon not only to New Balance, but to other smaller companies. The San Antonio Shoemakers factory now churns out hundreds of shoes each week for the military, and some of them end up right across town at Lackland Air Force Base. Production is sectioned off into a special area of the factory to ensure that foreign components don't make their way into the process. DJ Bubar is director of operations.
Most people don't realize how much work goes into a shoe. She has to put two rows of stitching around that. She does the one row and then she has to come back and put another row, 1/16th from the first row. So it's very precise.
CEO Nancy Richardson says she's confident their product will meet the needs of new recruits.
Our shoemaking team especially was really excited and said, look, we make great shoes. We would love to supply a great shoe here. And so the team really hustled and got the prototypes ready, and we submitted the bid.
The Army, Coast Guard, Navy, and Marines will all start getting the shoes in the coming months. From now on, some 250,000 pairs will be distributed to recruits every year. In San Antonio, I'm Carson Frame.